You know what makes me sick? You know what makes me sick? I just want to braid the hair sticking out of my ears so it looks like I'm wearing rope earrings. Let this be a warning to you men out there to think you can do whatever you want and you never get caught. Listen to one man that says it ain't worth it. Yep. I got caught being unfaithful. So I went down to the barbershop last night, and Roger takes my ball cap off and starts to cut my hair. He stops a second and backs up from where the chair is and says, Earl, how come your part's about a half inch left of where I put it last month? And I said, I don't know, Roger. I guess I've been combing it funny. And when he commences to clip it, he stops and he turns back and he's kind of sobbing a little. So I said, Roger, what's wrong with you? He said, Earl, tell me the truth. Have you been seeing another barber? And I said, Roger, you know you're the only barber for me. You've been cutting my hair 25 years. He puts his hand on the back of my neck and he said, Earl, you're boxed. I taper. And I am nailed dead. I mean, he's got me dead to rights. And I said, Roger, it ain't how it looks. I was on the other side of town. I mean, he didn't mean a thing to me. It was just a trim and a shave. It was just physical. I mean, there was nothing between us. I didn't even give him a dollar tip that I give you every time. But I could tell it was no use. My barber would never trust me again. That month, when I didn't show up one Saturday morning, he'd wonder and worry. Maybe I was in some other man's chair. Wake up, America! One careless act of personal hygiene and I destroyed a beautiful relationship. Men, be true to your barber. That's all I can say. Homer of Pizza American Pizza.